Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Just me today, Ben, and we're going to dive into a topic that's really close to my heart. Breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind and building a life on your own terms through high-ticket dropshipping. Let me take you back to a pivotal moment in my life. After 7-plus years of grinding, and I mean real grinding, I'm talking about throwing boxes of cat litter, motor oil, Sterilite bins, and many other products bound for your local Walmart onto a conveyor belt day in and day out. But finally, I had made it to the coveted first shift at the Walmart distribution center, or so I thought. Turns out it was somehow an even worse job, because that's all you get when you're the low man on the totem pole. The reward for my years of hard work was more hard work, just at a different time of day. And I remember that first day. I walked in at 4 a.m. thinking I'd achieve something great, but what I saw hit me like a ton of bricks. Every single person there looked dead inside. They were just going through the motions, trapped in a cycle they couldn't escape. That's when it hit me. I didn't want this to be my future. I didn't want to spend the rest of my life throwing boxes or driving a forklift or stacking dog food on pallets, no matter what shift I was on or how good first shift 4 days a week was supposed to be. So there I was, driving 30 minutes each way to and from this job I hated. Like many of you, I became a total podcast junkie during those commutes. I was desperate for something, anything, that could show me a way out. And then, ironically enough, I heard about dropshipping on a podcast just like this one. It was a light bulb moment for me, something I could build that was a true asset. But here's the thing, and this is crucial for all of you listening right now. The biggest challenge wasn't learning about dropshipping, it was taking action. I spent way too much time consuming content, watching YouTube videos, listening to more podcasts. In fact, I'm a little embarrassed to admit this. I waited a full 6 months before I actually bought a course and started doing anything real. 6 months. That's a half a year of just thinking about it. But let me tell you, once I finally took that leap, I learned more from actually doing the work, setting up my Shopify store, buying a domain, researching suppliers, than I ever did from all of that passive learning. Now, I want to address something important. A lot of gurus out there talk about finding that one winning product, but that's not what John and I teach. Our approach is fundamentally different than that. We focus on building a truly scalable and saleable asset. How? By finding the person you want to serve, then discovering the products they buy, and building a high-ticket dropshipping business around that. Let me give you a real example. The3dprinterguy.com. This was my first business, my very first attempt at this approach. And guess what? I built it and sold it in just 10 months. That's right. In less than a year, I had created a valuable asset from scratch and sold it. That's the power of this approach. Now, you might be wondering, Ben, that's great and all, but what did it actually do for your life? Well, let me tell you. Since June 2016, when I was fired and told, it looks like you're having more fun doing that cute little internet thing, I haven't had a traditional job. And the freedom, it's indescribable. Now, don't get me wrong. Is running your own business easy? Of course not. It's hard. But here's the thing. Everything is hard. You know what else is hard? The Sunday scaries. That pit in your stomach when you realize the weekend is over. Commuting every day, watching your life tick away in traffic. Not seeing your kids grow up because you're always at the office. At least when you're building your own business, the hard work is for you. It's building your dream, not someone else's. And let me tell you, that makes all the difference. If you're listening to this and thinking, I don't know if I can do this, believe me, I've been there. When I first started, I doubted myself constantly. But here's what I want you to consider. The time is going to pass anyway. You could spend your most precious asset, your time, working for someone else, doing something you don't love, with people not of your choosing, or you could build something of your own. Remember how I used to dread Mondays at my old job? Now I wake up excited to start my week. I'm working on something I'm proud of, something I can't wait to dig into each morning. And if you're worried about not having the right skills or experience, don't be. I certainly didn't when I started, but John and I are here to support you. You'll learn as you go, and there's a whole community out there ready to support you. This journey isn't always easy, but you don't have to do it alone. Think of it this way. If you were about to embark on a challenging hike in unfamiliar territory, wouldn't you want a guide? Someone who knows the terrain, can help you avoid pitfalls and get you to your destination faster? That's what a good coach or mentor does in the business world. In my 10 years of doing this, I've invested over six figures in coaching and masterminds and community. And I know what you're thinking. Six figures? That's a lot of money. But here's the thing. It's been worth every penny. Let me give you a real example from my own journey. Before I built the 3dprinterguy.com, I actually was building and somewhat started a store called brickfirebbq.com. I had the idea. I had the website. But I was terrified to take the next step. I couldn't bring myself to call suppliers, one of which was even my uncle-in-law by marriage, which also made it even scarier, if I'm honest. Then, in the online community I was part of, someone shared that pellet grills don't work. And I was devastated. I thought my idea was trash and I was going to fail. I literally almost quit right then and there. But here's where the power of community and coaches come in. I reached out to other prominent members in that same group for support and they encouraged me to keep going. Without that community, I would have quit. And you wouldn't be here right now listening to me on this podcast. Coaches and communities are like cheat codes for your business. They can help you learn faster, avoid costly mistakes, and see your blind spots. The right support can save you years of trial and error, not to mention thousands of dollars in avoidable mistakes. The members of Dropship Breakthrough that you've heard on this podcast are progressing much faster than John and I ever did in our first few years. And that's because John and I have plowed a trail for you. So if you're serious about building a successful dropshipping business, don't go it alone. Invest in yourself, your education, and find your community. It's the best investment you'll ever make. As we wrap up, I want you to know that John and I have helped over 1,000 people start and grow their dropshipping businesses. We have hundreds of people in our private Slack channel, all on the same journey as you. From complete beginners to eight-figure store owners, they're all there supporting each other, just like the community that kept me going when I almost quit. Building a dropshipping business isn't about luck or finding some magical product. It's about serving real people, solving real problems, and building a real business. It's about transforming your life, just like I transformed mine from order-filling boxes and driving a forklift at a Walmart distribution center to owning my time and my future. Or as my friend Scott coined for me, from forklift to fuck you money. Thanks, Scott. If you're ready to take the first step on this journey, here's what I want to do. Book a call with our team and see if Dropship Breakthrough is a good fit for you. Just go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. Remember, the life you dream of is on the other side of action. You've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way. As I sign off, here's a quick testimonial from one of our community members.
I'm Nolan. Started a drop shipping business a little over a year ago. I went live. So I decided to purchase Dropship Breakthrough because, one, their podcast. I listened to them for a while and I felt like I got to know them. I trusted them and they had a pretty sick guarantee where they, you do $100,000 in sales in your first 12 months or your money back, but you got to show that you did the work. I was confident I was going to do the work. When you get into the program, the first thing that you notice is the community is like popping. It's super active, very welcoming. You see that everybody's working to like help each other out. There are just like countless numbers of people who are willing to do that. And I think that's what makes the group special. And then you get into the content of the course and you're like, whoa, there's like a lot more than I know what to do with right now. So you just get this feeling like I have the tool that I need, the process is laid out for me, and I have the support that I need through the community that's gonna like keep me engaged in this work. So who is not a good fit for this training is somebody who like is looking for a get rich quick scheme. The program is for somebody who, like, if you're a good person, you're willing to put in the work, and you can have just a little bit of patience, and you can have the mindset, hey, like, this is something I can stick with for at least a year. If you're confident you can commit to that, I'm confident that you could see results in this program. Dropship Breakthrough is an opportunity that can legit change the trajectory of your life if you're willing to put in the work and be patient for 1 year. That's it.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.